Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you ever feel that the world is out of control? Or do you feel that you always are in control of things? Yeah, things happen every day very fast, and we each have many things to do every day to take care of our lives, and things change suddenly, abruptly. New things arise, unexpected things, and becomes difficult to keep a balance. So it feels like the world is very often out of control. How do I get control of my world? So the purpose of our practice, the purpose of Zazen, is to stand up in the midst of this world that very often feels out of control, beyond our control, to stand up straight in the midst of it. And by stand up, we don't mean like a statue. Stand up in the midst of our world means not to be enslaved by the things of the world, things that change so fast. Not to be enslaved means to feel in charge. To feel in charge of everything. That nothing is going to upset us. No matter how severe it may seem. Not to be enslaved by the world, not to be in charge of everything, but to be in charge without acting like some executive. Not that kind of in charge. Where you can give commands, give orders to the world. Stop that. To be in charge of everything without feeling the need to have authority over things and over people. It's not, in our practice, that's not what we mean by control. Not, has nothing to do with authority. When we practice Zazen completely and constantly, we will find that we have the big picture. We have a big picture, not a narrow view of the world, but a big picture of our everyday life and beyond everyday life. Big, very big picture. When we have that big picture, that's all the authority we need. To have that big picture is to feel the confidence of your true self. Our practice is about this big picture. But of course, to talk about it, like now, is a misunderstanding. It's not something we can talk about, except for just to exchange some ideas. To talk about it is a misunderstanding, or to think we can understand it by talking about it is misunderstanding. Because words will, problem with words is that they can create ideas in our mind. And if we attach to the ideas that we create about this world, we will think about how we can be in control. And we may think about it so much that we devise various techniques and ways, and we say, well, I'm in control. Now, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. I have good understanding. And I know what's best. So words, speaking about it, can lead us down that kind of path. And if we understand ourselves in that way, like, I am the boss, I know what's going on. If we see ourselves in that way, we are at that time enslaved by an idea of ourself. An idea of ourself. I'm the boss. This is just an idea. And we are enslaved by it. And when we become enslaved about ideas about ourselves, it's not possible to feel confidence in our life. Because we will exist in our mind as an idea. And people and things will exist in our mind as an idea, which is just something created by the mind and not reality itself. So when we see ourselves that way, when we feel we understand we're the boss, then the things of this world, including ourself, are just pieces of a deluded world. And what is a delusion? Buddhism talks about delusions as a source of all our problems. What is a delusion? Delusion is an idea that is not supported by practice. So when, if we feel enslaved by the idea of me or myself, or ideas of others, that's a delusion, ideas about ourselves. So that's why we say in our practice we have to control ourselves. We have to control our mind. We have to have a mind that is well ordered, not out of control, well ordered and settled. And if we at some point feel there is something in our life that we have to control, I have to be in control of that or this. If we feel there is something that I must control, this is a delusion. That is not the real you. The real you doesn't feel, oh, I have to be in control. And if we feel that way, the you is just in our mind as some idea, not reality. And the problem for us as human beings, and it's always been true, we become deluded by ideas of ourself. It's called ego. And it's been with humans for a long time. I don't know how far back it goes, but a long time. Deluded by an idea of ourself. And when that happens, we can become enslaved by ideas of ourself and ideas of people. And then there is confusion between the idea of ourself and ideas of the world. And this, of course, is, this confusion is a separation. We feel separate because we carry around ideas of ourself. So our practice is to let go of these ideas about ourselves and come back to our true self, which is not burdened by such ideas. Through our practice, we can learn to recognize when we have these ideas, and we can admit, I'm carrying around these ideas about me and others. We can see our own delusion. Through our dedicated practice, we can come to finally see our own delusion and the shape of our own ego. And when that happens, when that recognition happens, you will know about the real you. And the real you is the CEO. The real you is the CEO of everything. And even if our mind is confused from time to time, it will be supported by your practice when we recognize the nature of delusion. So when we sit in Zazen, usually in the early morning, we hear various things in the light of the morning. Various sounds come to our ear. The sound of birds, the sound of a car, maybe the train, plane, maybe the neighbor people. And when we sit in Zazen, sometimes various ideas appear in our head. And it seems like these things are coming from the outside, all these sounds and these ideas. But actually, they don't come from the outside. We don't say, oh, these things are coming from the outside. The sound of that car going by, that's coming from outside. Or we simply recognize them as just things that are happening at the moment. In other words, what we hear or what we see are part of ourself. And when we're sitting and we hear these sounds, our practice includes those sounds and those images that arise. So we don't say, oh, those are just from outside. Those are us. Those are part of us. And when we hear such sounds, maybe big noisy sounds, if our practice is strong enough, we can have these experiences without being enslaved by them. And they won't create any problem. We won't say, oh, I wish those talking neighbors would shut up. Or I wish that car would stop blowing its horn. If our practice is strong enough, we won't be disturbed by such things. We will realize it's just me. And we will accept these things as part of ourself. Not enslaved by them. And then we are the CEO of our life. Boss of our life. And when we are CEO of our life, we still will run into difficulties from time to time, or we will have confusion from time to time. But it is not real confusion, because we recognize what's happening. So sometimes we are doing something and others don't understand it, and they'll say, what is she doing? What is he doing? But when we are CEO of our life, we know what we are doing. Even though others may be puzzled, when we are in charge of our life, we know what we are doing. And this attitude is the basis for the precepts, for having the precepts in our life. In other words, when we have the precepts, we observe them not because we have to, because there is some voice telling us you have to observe the precepts. You have to follow this one and this one. We don't observe the precepts because we are told that we have to. When we are the CEO of our life, we practice precepts because we want to bring our practice into our everyday life. That's what the precepts are for. So, we often hear that we should practice Zazen without any idea of gain. Practice without gaining idea, without trying to get something from our practice. That's a very important. Practice without gaining idea. Practice without personal goal. So we practice without a goal. We let our practice have orientation or direction, but without an objective. Just this way. I'm going this way. In other words, we try not to practice because of some idea in our mind. We practice for a reason that's deeper and more fundamental than some idea about it. Our true self, our true nature, has the correct orientation and is always extending itself in that direction. So the point of our practice is to share it, to share our practice with everything. That's why the Buddhist texts say that when one is practicing Zazen, everything is practicing Zazen. And when we talk about helping others, we should always help others. It means to share our practice with others. Children and with children and people we meet on the street. Everywhere we go, we share our practice with others in some way. Sometimes in very direct, recognizable way, sometimes little subtle, sometimes not noticed at all. And even if we hear the sound of a loud car out there on the street, we practice with it. So if someone asks you, why do you do this? Why do you practice Zazen? You just say, well, to keep my mind well-oriented. That's all. To be the CEO of my life. To stay balanced and oriented every moment. This is why we practice. This is what we call bodhisattva mind. Just practice in each moment with everyone, everything we meet. And we don't practice just special moments on special occasions. We don't say, oh, this is the time to practice. The practice is never-ending. This is the attitude that will flow from Zazen. And when we have that orientation, we are the CEO. So our practice should be with everything. And when our practice is with everything in every moment, we will never be enslaved by anything or anyone or any experience. So we should share our practice in each moment with everyone and everything. And this is how we find ourselves. And when we say ourself, it really includes everything. And of course, it's not it. It's not an it. That's just a temporary term. It includes everything. There's no it. There is just the mind of including everything. We may say it, referring to Buddha nature or true self or big mind, we may say it, but this it is nothing more than a big, something very big that includes everything and constantly changes. And this is what we know as a true self, real self. And somebody says, what do you mean? What do you mean true self? Can you show me your true self? We cannot point to true self, and we cannot say, oh, it's over there. We cannot say where it is. If we were to try to describe our true self in some way, that would be just an idea in our mind. It would probably enslave us. But when our practice continually includes everything, we always know where it is. And then we are the CEO of ourself and of our life. We don't need authority or power, you know, to be CEO of our life. Just keeping a well-ordered mind is all the authority we need. Does anyone have a question? Yes, Scott.
My question is about gaining mind.
Gaining mind?
Yeah.
Gaining mind.
It seems like some people come to they come to Kanando for the first time because they're looking for something. They're looking for more focus or better performance at their job or an easier time in their relationships. And I wonder how practice comes out of that. How authentic practice comes out of that.
Mm. Mm. When practice starts, based on those kinds of ideas, and practice can continue over time, the orientation changes, the understanding changes, because we've allowed the mind to become still. So all those desires and concerns and anxieties that we come with, we quiet our mind and they take a rest. And we start to, when they rest, we see beyond them and we can see our life in a new way. So it takes patience and some courage to continue, and dedication. And little by little, mind reorients. And of course, nobody can do it for us. But of course, we can always encourage others when they start to have some doubts. Thank you.